This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Nepal National Traders Federation urges Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba to ensure vaccines immediately to industrialists and traders. 5 corona-related deaths reported in Rupandehi district and curfew imposed in Afghanistan as Taliban militants advance. Now, the news in detail. Nepal National Traders Federation has urged Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba to ensure vaccines immediately to industrialists and traders so that country's economy would be made dynamic. A team led by Federation Chair Naresh Katwal met with Prime Minister Deuba at his residence Balwatar this morning and appraised him of country's economy suffered much with COVID-19. The Prime Minister was demanded to fully write off the interest for traders and industrialists during the lockdown period and create atmosphere to provide loan to the industries without mortgage and at subsidized rate. The team congratulated Prime Minister Deuba and also stressed the need for ensuring economic activities via electronic medium. 92% rice cultivation has taken place in Chitwan district. According to Agriculture Knowledge Center, Bharatpur, Rapti, Khairahani, Ratnapur and Kalika municipalities and the Ichhakamana rural municipality in eastern Chitwan are already done with the rice plantation. Bharatpur Metropolis alone covers 50% of the total land suitable for the rice farming in the district. Agriculture Knowledge Center estimates that the entire rice cultivation would get over in the district in the end of this month. 5 corona-related deaths have been reported in Rupandehi district. According to Rupandehi-based Lumbini Provincial Hospital, 2 of the deceased are from Rupandehi district, 2 from Gulmi and 1 from Puthan district. The weather is predicted to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of the province 1 and Gandaki province today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The Afghan government imposed a curfew across almost all of the country on Saturday in an attempt to stop the Taliban from invading cities. Aside from capital Kabul and 2 other provinces, no movement will be allowed between 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Fighting between the Taliban and Afghan government forces has escalated over the past 2 months as international troops withdraw from the country. The militant group is estimated to have captured up to half of all the territory. It has moved swiftly in the wake of the U.S. withdrawal, retaking border crossings and other territory in rural areas. As the Taliban continues to advance, fierce clashes have taken place this week on the outskirts of the city of Kandahar. In the response, U.S. launched airstrikes against militant position in the area on Thursday, but the U.S. operations in Afghanistan officially due to end on 31st August. There are concerns about the months ahead. China's eastern coast is bracing for a major typhoon just days after deadly floods devastated parts of the country. State media reported Typhoon Infa made a landfall in the city of Jushan at 12:30 local time. Flights and train services have been suspended while people have been ordered to stay indoors. Disruptive winds, rough seas and flooding are expected. Meanwhile, dozens of ships have been evacuated from a busy port south of Shanghai. The typhoon follows a period of historic flooding that caused widespread damage and killed at least 58 people in central China. Emergency crew are still working around the clock to rescue survivors and provide aid to the tens of millions of people affected by the flood. A California man who mocked COVID-19 vaccines on social media has died after a month-long battle with the virus. Stephen Harmon, a member of the Hillsong megachurch, has been a vocal opponent of vaccines, making a series of jokes about not having the vaccine. He was treated for pneumonia and COVID-19 in a hospital outside Los Angeles, where he died on Wednesday. In the days leading up to his death, Mr. Harmon documented his fight to stay alive, posting pictures of himself in the hospital bed. In his final tweet on Wednesday, Mr. Harman said he had decided to go under intubation. Despite his struggle with the virus, Mr. Harman still said he would reject being jabbed, saying his religious faith would protect him. In the ongoing 32nd Summer Olympic Games being held in Tokyo, Japan, China is leading the medal tally with 4 gold, 1 silver and 3 bronze medals. Japan is trailing behind in second position with 3 gold and 1 silver medals. And United States of America is in third position with 2 gold, 2 silver and 4 bronze medals. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Nepal National Traders Federation urges Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba to ensure vaccines immediately to industrialists and traders. 5 corona-related deaths reported in Rupandehi district and curfew imposed in Afghanistan as Taliban militants advance. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.